Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Cologne International School Pulse Podcast. My name is Sonia.
And I'm Fionn.
And we'll be your host today. Today, we have a very special episode because we have one of our mentoring teachers here with us, Miss Lippert, to do a teacher spotlight. But first, the weekly news.
Hello, my name is Mr. Oetker, and I am the music and instrumental and big band teacher in this school.
And I'm Miss Lippert, and I'll be your special guest on this week's episode of the Pulse Podcast. First, a big shout out to all the teachers and parents who supported our students while sitting their e-exams. Over the past few weeks, you've helped our students to take their e-exams with calm and care. We appreciate you. A huge thank you from all of us here at school, and good luck to all our students.
Attention PYP students and families. The Bundesjugendspiele are coming up. On the big day, please arrive in your sports gear and ready to move. Check the weather forecast first, layer up or wear sun-safe clothes depending on the day. And don't forget a full water bottle to keep you energized. Practice your cheers, bring your best sports spirit, and we will see you on the field.
That's our news for this week. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for the weekly news. Do you mind introducing yourself, Miss Lippert?
Okay. Hi, everyone. It's Miss Lippert. And yeah, I'm a homeroom teacher for year three homeroom teacher and a science coordinator and, yeah, kind of like a teacher mentor for our podcast team here at CIS.
Okay, great. So first we're going to focus a little bit more on the podcast side of things and not the teacher side of things. So how did the podcast originally start?
Oh, let's see. Mr. Stolle, who is one of our, a member of our board of directors here at CIS, he had the idea for a school podcast. And so he had sent out an email just asking whoever is interested to join. And yeah, a couple of us showed up, students and teachers, and we had a three-day mini workshop on, you know, how to create a podcast, how to sustain a podcast, the do's and don'ts of podcasts. And it was quite interesting. And I thought, I think this is something that would be fun outside of the classroom. And so, yeah, I was a part of this. I think we started 2 years ago. I think this is our second year of the CIS Pulse podcast. So, yeah.
Great. And how would you say that you like manage and organize a podcast? I mean, there's so much planning. I know that goes behind the scenes.
Yes, it's a lot of planning behind the scenes. The good thing about this year is that we've got a huge group of students from DP1, grade 8, who are part of the podcast team. And so together we kind of come up with the concepts for each episode. But behind the scenes, there's a lot of email or organizing students to read the news or collecting all that information, filtering it, what's important for the school community and beyond, and what's not so important, and still make it fun for all year groups. I think that's one of the biggest challenges I find. But it's been fulfilling and rewarding so far. And yeah, I like doing it with you guys.
And so for students that want to join the podcast, maybe from next year when the GP1's leaving?
Oh, yes. I've already started recruiting behind the scene, particularly with the students in year five, because I've taught them. And the ones that I kind of see the potential to be hosts or doing a bit of behind the scene work, I've already started to whisper in their ears about the podcast. And currently I'm also trying to lure a couple of the grade eights in as well. I've been, you know, if I get one, I think I can get a few because they're usually come in groups anyway, because of their friends. And I'm currently doing that. A lot of little sprinkling podcast dust across the school to get students to join for the upcoming school year.
And what would you think is one thing that like happens behind the scenes that students may not know about at all? Like something like kind of
behind the scenes. Things don't go as smoothly as it appears. It might sound like it's a very easy thing to do, to put together. But, you know, sometimes students get sick if they're supposed to host. Sometimes a guest doesn't show up and then we've got to have a plan B in place. there are a lot of little things. Sometimes we're just stuck on getting really fun, interesting topics to talk about because we don't want to just publish an episode just for publishing's sake. We want to make sure it's something that the school community can benefit from, that it's informative, that it's still interesting to listen. And so we really have to sit down and come up with ideas that are, you know, interesting for the school
community.
Yeah,
I can definitely say that I do the news. So every week's a little bit of a challenge to collect the news, to present it, to get the kids like motivated to do it and
correct.
Record it.
And we have a lot of students who are willing to do the news. And, you know, it also helps those who are not so confident in reading, because I think reading behind the scenes is good for them to kind of go back and hear themselves on the podcast later on. So, yeah, it's good fun.
So I think we talked a lot about the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk a bit about your teacher duties.
Oh, dear.
So
where do they end?
So you mentioned that you are a grade 5 teacher?
Currently grade 3.
Grade 3.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And but do you do any other things, any other clubs? I know MUN.
Right. I'm also part of the MUN club here at CIS with Mr. Veda. Also another activity outside the classroom that I find so fulfilling and fun, because I get the opportunity to interact with students in all the different programs. So it's, you know, not I teach in the PYP, yet I still manage to have a connection with students in the MYP and DP programs. So I kind of tap into all the programs and develop rapport relationships with the students, even if I'm not their homeroom teacher or their subject teacher in any way. So, yeah, I kind of like that.
And is it easy or hard for you, all of this, like organizing all of those different things in different fields?
It is. You know? It is. You have to be really good at organizing yourselves and having deadlines or setting deadlines for yourself. There are times where I really have to just sit down and put everything into categories and like, okay, what's most relevant right now? And then I work my list of things to do. Yeah, it's a lot. But it keeps me... It keeps me busy, and it keeps me, I'm never bored, let's just say that. I've got enough to do besides planning and teaching in the classroom as well. So it's a big challenge, but it's a lot of fun, because to see the results and to see how students develop with the different clubs, the podcast, you know, for example, I can speak about Macy. She's not here, but she's also one of the hosts. I remember when we started the podcast and we suggested to her, oh, Macy, maybe you should host. She was absolutely not. No, no way. And, you know, she was not having it. And, you know, okay, just try it out and we'll see. And now it's not a big deal for her. She actually enjoys doing it. And to see students, you know, come out of their comfort zone and try something new and find their strengths in different areas outside the classroom, that's pretty cool.
And what would you say, like, motivates you most to do these kind of things? Because, I mean, you're so busy, so what motivates you?
It's rewarding to see the smiles on the... It sounds very cliche, I know. It sounds very like, oh, of course it does. But it's rewarding to see the smiles on students' faces. At our last MUN conference, it was such... I was stressed for, I don't know, 5 days straight. It was such a huge thing because it was our very first conference here at school, and to pull that off. But at the end of the day, the moment it started, and to watch our students stand up there and speak in front of an audience, and the praise and all of that that we got afterwards, and to see how happy everyone was, it was just so rewarding for me.
I can definitely tell you that I was really happy after that conference at school. So
yeah.
And what do you think, now to go to like more funny side, more like relaxed side, what do you think is the funniest or bizarrest thing that a child has ever said to you?
Oh, gosh.
Is it like...
There has been so many over the years. I came from lunch one day and I sat and I saw on my laptop there was a sticker that says, "You are God." And I'm like, "I'm God? Who would write that?" It was so random. And I'm like, "Who would write that?" And then later on, throughout the day, a kid came and said, "Did you see I left a note on your laptop?" I'm like, "Yes, but what do you mean?" And he's like, "You're good. You're good." He left out one of those. I'm like, "Oh, great. Yeah, thank you." I was so confused. "You were God." I'm like, "Okay, good, of course. You're not quite God yet." So, yeah, that was quite funny.
Yeah, I think that's what comes with teaching younger grades, all the spelling mistakes. I mean, with older also, but the funny ones are probably more in the younger grades.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah.
What would you say is like your most memorable moment with a student? Like in a, it can be a good way or a bad way.
Oh, there's so many. Over the years, I've had so many. And because I've taught here for over 10 years, I've had students who have already graduated from CIS. It's quite interesting. I've had students who come and when they get here, they speak as zero. Like just they can say, hello, my name is. And then at the end of the year, they're able to communicate in English or they're cracking jokes in English. I'm like, where did you learn this? How did that happen? Things like that really makes me proud, or to see them move on throughout the grades and to do the IB program then in English afterwards and do their final exams in English, knowing that they started with not a word of English, is just wow.
So I mean, I could say the same for my German. I literally like no German when I came, and I was like,
I remember you spoke only English, and now to see, like, to hear you speak German, whenever you speak German, I always stop, like, just to kind of eavesdrop, because oh my gosh, she's speaking German. So yeah.
Okay, so I think now we're going to play like a little funny game.
Yay!
So would you rather game?
I love that.
So the first question is, would you rather have a pet dinosaur or a pet dragon?
Oh my gosh, the choices are horrendous. Dinosaur or a dragon? Maybe a dragon.
Yeah?
Because in winter when I get cold and I'm not a winter person, it can just and warm me up. I don't know, it's so random.
I would say dragon too, but I just...
Yeah, honestly, I would say dinosaur.
Really?
I find them so cool.
Yeah, but they're just clumsy and then they're
so... Yeah, but it depends what dinosaur.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I would want to have... Oh, I forgot how it's called in English, but the one, like, with the long neck.
Like a stegosaurus?
No, it's not a stegosaurus, but the one that's like kind of a giraffe, nowadays giraffe. Oh, I forgot how it's called in English. But, okay, would you rather be super tiny or super tall?
I don't know. Super tall. I think there's a thing called a small person syndrome. I don't know if that's a thing. I don't know if I want to have that. But super tall, because I can tower over everyone. I can see what's happening. Maybe people will take me seriously if I'm tall rather than if I'm just this tiny person. You kind of tend to get made fun of if you're tiny, you know, in comparison to if you're tall. I think as a woman, if you're tall, too, you've got legs going to heaven. It's just like these long, elegant legs. I don't know. Maybe I'd rather be tall. Yeah.
Okay, now like a school-themed one. Would you rather have math class with games or science with experiments every day?
Oh, I love math. I'm a science coordinator, but I don't know. I love math. And I can tell you why. Because when I was younger, when I was going to school, I hated math. It was not my strong point. And I was so fearful of it, and so I made a vow to myself as a teacher, like, every student I teach will love math. And even if they think I'm not good at math, I'm going to make them love math. And so I kind of have a little soft spot for math. I want everyone to love math.
And would you rather have a class outside or in a giant playground or, like, playroom?
Outside. I think you can do every subject outside. Absolutely. You can do math lesson, everything outside. Mm. Yeah. Definitely outside.
Okay, and the last kind of, would you rather wear pajamas to school every day or a superhero costume every day?
Pajamas or superhero costume? I don't know. I think female superhero costumes are quite quite revealing. I don't think I'd do that. I'm a more of a comfy, cozy kind of person, so I'd definitely go for pajamas.
Yeah, I think same, honestly.
Me too.
Same.
I mean, I always love the pajama day.
Pajama day, yes. I love that.
I think it's everybody's favorite day because everybody can just dress up.
You can just throw on whatever and just be comfy all day. No judgment. Yeah, I like that.
Okay, and now to wrap it up. So we have a tradition on the podcast, as you know, as you might know, that a person, so a guest leaves a question for the next one, and you will have to answer a question from the previous guest.
Okay.
So your question would be, if you had to kick out one of these genres of music, which one would it be?
Okay.
So the genres are jazz, rock, pop, and rap.
Okay. I guess it is rock. Sorry. I guess rock music is out.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'd probably say the same, maybe jazz.
I don't have that much connection to rock music. Yeah, I don't know any rock songs, maybe. I can't tell you. I can't name one.
What would you kick out, Sonia?
Give me one.
I would kick out like...
Oh, no, like, I do know rock songs. It's just that pop. I don't have a playlist with rock songs on my Spotify.
I would probably kick out pop.
Mm. Pop.
Like, yeah. It's good, but then I think that my music style is more like jazz, like oldish. Well, not very old, but like jazzy, rockish.
Yeah.
So pop can go.
Yeah, no.
And okay. What question would you leave for the next guest?
Oh, yeah. All right. Let's see. I have to think. What's one trend from this year that should absolutely disappear forever?
Mm.
But one that you said, okay, if we could abolish it and just never hear of it again, never speak of it again, which one should we get rid of forever?
That is an interesting
question.
Into
the abyss.
Yeah.
Thank you. I don't
even know the answer. I don't even know.
Yeah, let's see who will be our guest next time, and then I'd love to hear what they
say. Okay, thank you for being here.
You are welcome, guys. That was fun.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for listening.